And welcome into a Friday edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, and a good morning to you. Well, whether your lawn or cow pastures, cutting off the old allows fresh growth. David Rutan, owner-manager of Morgan Ranches in South Mountain, Idaho, describes how cows help, but too many junipers hurt resource conservation in the high desert.
They'll fence off a plot of ground to show you how much damage the cow's doing. And in about 10 years or so, everything inside the fence is dead because you've got all that old grass. I mean, why do you mow your lawn? You mow your lawn to make it, you know, come better and prune trees and whatever. And if you just let these plants do nothing, then they're going to do nothing. And so these cows are a way to utilize that and keep it as good as it can be and not be the fire hazard.
Juniper trees in the high desert of western Idaho became invasive to where USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service set up a program to clear them out and free up resources for other species.
It's amazing what it's done for this watershed now that we're getting rid of some of them. Then several of our neighbors are doing it as well. Between the grass that we can improve by getting rid of them and the watershed we can improve by getting rid of them, and then the sage grouse, our son Dana, he actually started a year before we did, and he said that he had never seen the sage chickens out in these meadows before. And after he cut the trees, he said he started seeing them.
It's not just birds and wildlife making a comeback, but water now flows through once dry creeks.
I was seeing out there today even that these places where these springs and stuff are coming back, where we've cut all those trees and they're not taking all that water. So it's a big picture thing, but with a lot of us doing it, I think we're achieving some good things out of it.
You can visit www.cabcattle.com or angus.org for more information. Through a partnership with celebrity host Mario Lopez and his wife Courtney on the popular Food Quest show, the Pork Checkoff will feature pork dishes and highlight how pigs are raised, all as part of the Real Pork Strategy. Angie Krieger, Vice President of Marketing with the National Pork Board, says combining the aspects of pork production with a celebrity storyteller will help draw in consumers.
Sometimes to reach a consumer in a different way, it helps to do it through a different lens, to tell through a different voice. And so while we are experts on pork and pork production, the folks at FoodQuest are experts on creating a story that resonates with consumers. So when you put those two together, what you get is some really unique content that will inspire consumers in a different way and at the same time educate them about pork.
According to Krieger, the real win here is in how others tell the story of pork. Krieger says in this case, Mario Lopez and his wife sharing their pork experience.
What we're really trying to do, again, is reach new consumer groups, so a demographic that we might not reach otherwise, but also to tell our story in other people's words, if you will. So celebrities, and I know over many years, the Pork Board has done a lot of celebrity endorsements and worked with celebrity chefs. But this is a very different way for us to do it, and especially when we get to telling the farm-to-fork story, it will be really interesting to see how the producers of the show, of Food Quest, bring that to life in a way that they know will really resonate with consumers.
Krieger says consumers want to understand more about pork production, and Lopez was excited about the idea of farm to fork with pork.
Our producers need to know people want us to tell our story. They want to hear about pork production. They want to understand more about our producers as people. And this is going to be a great way for us to bring that to life. And I hope that everyone also really enjoys the fact that, you know, again, as a Gen Xer, someone like Mario Lopez is working to promote our industry.
Krieger explained the first episode showed how pork is a passport and takes viewers to the Caribbean island of Anguilla to prepare the Straw Hat Restaurant's famous rosemary-infused honey-glazed pork chop. Another segment will focus on Good For Me, Good For My Family, which will showcase pork's flavor, versatility, and nutritional benefits. FoodQuest reaches about over 760,000 TV viewers on WGN, The Cooking Channel, and Food Network, and reaches about another 4.4 million consumers through social media. And as always, to learn more about the Real Pork Strategy, you can go online to pork.org to learn more information. Over the past year, the value of the U.S. dollar has weakened substantially, which, according to CoBank, has made several American ag products more competitive globally. However, as CoBank's Tanner Emke, manager of CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division, pointed out, not all commodities are affected equally. For example, while prices have increased as of recent, the wheat sector has not benefited from a weaker U.S. dollar this year. In fact, Emke says the U.S. dollar remains strong compared to other wheat-producing nations, such as Russia and Ukraine. But one commodity that has benefited, dairy, specifically went head-to-head against New Zealand and the EU.
What that means then is that we're going to have a currency advantage compared to the Europeans when we're talking about exporting cheese, non-fat dry milk, butter, those kind of products. The same thing with New Zealand. The New Zealand dollar, or the Kiwi, is expected to be stronger in the year ahead, and that's going to give us a currency advantage in some very important markets and emerging markets in Southeast Asia.
Many economists are predicting the U.S. dollar will continue to weaken throughout 2021, but Emke says that's far from a guarantee.
If the U.S. economy rebounds and perhaps the world economy does not behave as we expect, let's say, for instance, there's a slower than expected rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine. That may slow global economic growth and may result in a stronger U.S. dollar.
CoBank anticipates that American animal protein exports are expected to benefit modestly in 2021. And the National Cannabis Beef Association is endorsing the Haulers of Agriculture and Livestock Safety, or HALS Act of 2021. Introduced by four senators, the bipartisan bill would deliver much-needed flexibility for livestock haulers. Now, NCBA President Jerry Bond says 1 year after COVID-19 began to disrupt daily life, U.S. cattle producers continue to prove each day that they are committed to keeping grocery stores stocked with beef. Livestock haulers are a critical component of the beef supply chain, and flexibility in livestock hauling regulations remains vital, end quote. Current hours of service rules allow for 11 hours of drive time, 14 hours on duty time, and then require 10 consecutive hours of rest. NCBA says when transporting livestock, there's a serious need for further flexibility beyond the current hours of service. Unlike drivers moving consumer goods, livestock haulers cannot simply idle or unload their trucks when drive time hours run out, without jeopardizing animal health and welfare. Bond adds, the HALS Act represents the best long-term solution, which is a permanent change to existing hours of service regulations that preserve animal welfare as well as safety on our roads. It also makes sure that truckers can keep stores stocked with beef. And that's a look at news of agriculture here on today's edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great day and a great weekend.